concerning fixing the prices of commodities. And we said it is not permissible unless if there is any necessity for it. Saying that people shouldn't sell more than these prices, then the authority will fix the prices of commodities. This is not permissible. But if people are trying, I mean the seller, if they are trying to affect the masses with this, in a situation like this, callers have the opinion that it is permissible to fix the prices of commodities. For instance, when people are in need of some commodities, and some people are urging them, if the government is aware of this, it is permissible to fix the prices of this commodity, that they should not sell more than this. And we said, who needs to go beyond this? Like some services that people are in need of. When somebody says ordinary, maybe they go on strike. If this is not going to affect the people, then they are free to go on strike. But when their services are something that are seriously or something that is seriously needed by the masses, which if they do not provide could lead to the death of the masses or could lead to serious adversity for the masses. In a situation like this, the government has the right to force them to work. We said, take for an example of what water corporation, we said they go on strike, people are in need of their service. So people like this, they go on strike, the government has the right to force them to come back to work, because their own benefit, the benefit of the masses to participate, and things like that. We are not talking about this general strike now. You know, the general strike is what? And that what? They force everybody to join the strike. And the masses will not benefit from this. If you look at the working force, those who are working for the government, maybe they are 1% or 2% of the society. So they will force the market women not to go to market, they will force everybody to paralyze the economy because of their own selfish interests. And that's why this type of strike is not acceptable in Islam at all. Even if they are not making it a general strike, they are limiting it to their own. We have to look at those who are going on strike. Are they people that thought the masses are in need of their services? If they fall in this category, they should not go on strike. If they go on strike, the government has the right to force them back to work. To work. And if they refuse, they can be dealt with Islamically. Because we don't use our interest to affect the interest of the masses. And that's why we said the business is that what the seller has the right to sell the way he likes. So nobody has the right to fix the prices of commodities because we don't know how much you get it. So if somebody gets it for 20 naira, for instance, and you are forcing him to sell it back for 20 naira, this will be zulm. And that's when the Messenger of Allah said that I hope that I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody is asking, is making any claim against me that, oh Muhammad, oh Allah, Muhammad has wronged me in so and so aspect, he has wronged me in so and so aspect. But we said if this will lead towards destroying the benefits of the masses, then a situation like this is permissible. And that's why it forbids people approaching the caravans who are bringing commodities for them to relay them on the road and try towards to get it at cheaper price. Said no, let the people bring it to the market. Leave the people alone. Allah will provide for them. So don't go and block people because the caravans, those who are bringing commodities to the market because of your own selfish interest. The interest of the masses supersedes your own interest. Then we also talked about the hadith of Istikhara. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yahtakiru illa mardiyun." Nobody owes a commodity except somebody who is sinful. Except somebody who is what? Sinful. He said the only that is being talked about here is only when people are in need of the commodities. When people are not in need of the commodities, you are free to urge. You have the intention of selling some commodities when their prices go up. But when people are in need of those commodities, people may suffer, may die from this, you are still holding it so that what the price will go up. Then you are telling them, okay, give me something that sells 100, then I can remember I have one 1,000 naira. And that person will not buy. So in a situation where people are in need of a commodity, there is serious need of it. You only need is what? Wronging the masses. But when they are not in need of it, you buy it to keep it, no harm. But when they are in need of it, you have to bring it out. And if you go to areas like Syria now, or even Yemen, some times ago, when the during their revolution there, so to say, or their revolt here, you know, there was serious case there. So the essence that was a cup of wheat goes for $100. A cup of wheat goes for $100. Because the money that you will not be eating the dollar that you keep at home. When you don't have what? Food. Some people, they are bringing this wheat and they say, we are going to sell it, but what? One cup, $100. Some people are buying it. So when people are in a very serious situation, you can buy a 50 cl, you can buy it for what? $200. But no one is going to die of what? Of thirst. So putting people in a situation like this, Islam does not want it. Islam does not want it. So somebody who is doing that, such a person is affecting humanity. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yahtakiru illa khati'un rawahu Muslim." One Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala, "La tusarru al-ibil wal ghanam فمن ابتاعها بعد فإنه بخير نظر بعد أن يحلبها إن شاء أمسكها وإن شاء ردها وصاعا من تمر" متفق عليه. والمسلم فهو بالخيار ثلاثة أيام. وفي رواية له عن لقاء البخاري رد معها صاعا من طعام لا تمراء. قال البخاري والتمر أكثر. Now this hadith is addressing those who are selling camels or selling cows or selling sheep. Those who are selling them, the hadith is addressing them. This is what Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised them. He said, "La tusarru al-ibil, la tusarru al-ibil." Some scholars of hadith, they read it, "La tasurru al-ibil." La tasurru is from surra yusurru. It's jama'a, to gather something. Why la tasurru is from surra yusurru. Surra yusurru means to tie something. So those who are camels, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they shouldn't use the Buddha or the camels or the sheep or the cows, the cattle. They shouldn't leave them without meeting them. Or they should not tie them, to use the report of what Lada Suru. What does this mean? Or why did they do that? I think they will leave the Buddha or the camels without meeting because they want it to look bigger. So that one who is buying it, you feel is buying what? A big camel. Only to be disappointed when he gets home or after some few days to know that what he has paid more than necessary for that. You know those who are doing by who are selling, who are doing transactions, they have a lot of ways of what deceiving people. And that's why it is said what a tujar who will put jam. The traders, they are what? They are simple people. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon you. You look for ways of maximizing profit. No. A Muslim doesn't look for ways of maximizing profit if this will lead towards disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever you get here, you are going to leave it. They will bury you and your people, they will inherit it. And you are going towards account. Those that you wrong, they will come on the day of Qiyamah asking you, saying, oh Allah, so and so person has wronged me. And why do not have goodies with which you can pay these people? They take from your own, they take from their own goodies and they place it on you. And that's why it is important for a Muslim to have what knowledge of Al-Bayt wa Shira. We said Umar of Allah, he said, any person who doesn't have the understanding of buying and selling should not come to our marriage. This is because it will eat river. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, La tusarru al-ibil. Do not leave the huda of the camels of milk or the cow. Wal ghanam, the sheep. Faman ibta'aha. If you leave it on milk and it looks big, bigger, faman ibta'aha, whoever purchases it, fa'inna bi khayrin nadhareen. If he discovers any fault here, he has what? Two options. بعد أن يحلبها after he has built it, now discovered that oh, this thing was left on mute. That's why this animal looks big. Inshallah, Zakara, if he likes, he can approve what the transaction by keeping the animal. When Inshallah Rodzaha, if he likes, he returns it back to you. Wasa and Intanurin. And he'll give you a star of time. That is a star of what? Of date. And the star of date is around 2.04 kilograms. 2.04 kilograms. That is what a star of date. Why did Messenger of Allah mention a star of date? Scholars, they talked about it at length. But what the Muhaqqiqun of one is that what? Yes, a star of date should be given to that person. And nothing more. And nothing more. This is what? The ruling of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, that person has the right to get back his watch. Because the seller has tricked him into buying the camel which he has left on milk, which makes the cow or the camel looks bigger. So, why is he not giving a star of date? In the star of date because he has milked it. So that power of day that Messenger of Allah asked him to give the seller to be in place of what? The milk that he has taken. Then why is he getting the money back? He's getting the money back because what? The man has deceived him. Does he have the right to effect the transaction? Yes, he has the right. And that's the Messenger of Allah said what? For who he said in Nazare. He has what? Two options. Insha'am Takaha. If you like to keep it. And that's why there is something called Al-Arsh, Hamza Rashi, Al-Arsh, that is when you buy something, and the way the person that you bought it from as a credit to you is not the way you made it. So you have the right to reject to refund that thing. But if you have made use of something of that thing, you will have to pay what is known as what? Al-Arsh. The worth of what you have used in it to be paid. But this is not applicable in the case of what? The camel or the sheep that one has bought that is left on week. So it's not applicable. But in other things, this is applicable. And that's why when one is telling this man that what is known as what? Shartu al-khiyar. Shartu khiyar in ayat. If you can stipulate that if I found any fault in this thing, I have the right to watch to return it. This is permissible. You know, originally in Islam, when you buy something from somebody and both of you pass, you separate, right? The transaction is what? It's huge. So when you go, you now come back and say, please, I forgotten that I wanted to use that money for something else. If that person doesn't give you, historically it's not what? Wrong. Because you have sealed the transaction. How did you seal the transaction? Both of you are what? Perfect. Both of you are separated. The only reason why you can return it is when you see an eye in it. When you see what? A fault in it. Or when both of you are what? Stipulated that, okay, I'm going to look at this thing for 3 days. For us to finally conclude what? The transaction. So, or something like that. But ordinarily, when two people are involved in transaction, and Bayani, this here, I'm buying something from you, I tell you, you have collected the money from me, but both of us, you are still at the point. I may say, no, I'm not interested anymore. You may say, what? I'm not interested in selling anymore. Because the Messenger of Allah said, Ma'alam yatafarraqum. As long as both of them are not perfect. But this is a pathway to the transaction is what? Huge. I mean, the transaction that is what taking place on the internet, immediately what? We both leave what? The internet. The transaction is considered what? Huge. If the transaction that is what concluded on the phone, immediately what you drop, that match what? The end of the transaction. So the only reason why you can reject such a thing or return it is where there is what I believe. And that's why it's not an encouraging source. Whatever you want to sell, make sure you don't conceal any effect. Sorry, any defect in it. Any defect in it, make sure you make it known to the buyer. And you that want to pay, that want to buy, the money that you want to use, the currency that you want to use, don't conceal any defect in it. This we have said several times. Some of us, when you are buying something, you know that the 20 naira note or the 50 naira or the 1000 naira note that you are using, maybe it's torn. And this person may likely not take it from you, you now hide it somehow, you cover it. Huh? This is what? Rich. The Messenger of Allah says, Man rashana falaysa minna. Whoever deceives us, betrays us, is not part of us. So these are part of the adab of Islam that you ought to know. While the Muslim in the court of Muslim who have been khiyar, or the khiyar has the right to return it or to keep it salat at ayyam for 3 days. But in the way I think by another report, Allah al Bukhari, the non-Bukhari reported Muhammad. Raddam fa'an min fa'an, that you return with it fa'an min fa'an, a sort of food. La samra, not wheat. Farming Taram means, the Taram means what? Tamuye. La Tabra, not wheat. In that verse, some scholars have said, no, it should be what? Date that should be given to the owner of the cow or the sheep or the camel. Not any other food. But some scholars have written that the cost you can get is equivalent. Allah wa ta'ala. For the Arudama are foreign, it should, sorry, or Tamur Aksha. He said, but in most reports, what we have is what? Tamu. Same word, he should return date, should give what? Date. One ibn Masrudin, radiallahu anhu, called, Manishtara shatan muhaffalatan, faraddaha fal yarudda ma'a fa'an. Whoever buys a goat that has been left or mute, all the identity then reject it or return it for the wisdom of Quran, he should also return with it. He should return with it for an far of this. Rawal Bukhari Bukhari reported it. Was that an Ismaili? Ismaili included min tamrin. For an min tamrin. Obviously. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه from أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على صبرة طعام أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a heap of food, huh? A heap of food, just as the people in the market they would do, the food store maybe corn, maybe millet, maybe wheat, the if like that. So the Messenger of Allah has by a if sobra of Quran or food, so which may mean wheat or soul or date here. فَأَتْخَلَ يَدَهُ فِيهَا. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now put his hand inside this if of food. فَنَالَتْ أَصَابِعُهُ بَلَلًا. So his fingers became wet. فَقَالَ مَا هَذَا يَا صَحِبَ الْقُرْآنِ. Messenger of Allah said, oh, the owner of this foodstuff, what is this? قَالَ أَصَابَتْهُ السَّمَاءُ. The owner of the food said, it is the rainwater that has fallen on it, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ أَفَلَا جَعَلْتَهُ فَوْقَ الطَّعَامِ. This one that is wet, why not place it on top of the food? كَيْ يَرَاءُ النَّاسِ. So that people can see it. مَنْ غَشَّى فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever betrays people or deceives people is not part of me. This is another lesson for us that we should avoid cheating people. We should be plain. No matter what Allah says, Al-Bayyan bil Khayr. The seller and the buyer, they have the right to revoke the transaction or to effect it. Ma'ala yatafarraqa, as long as both of them are not separated. That is one. He said, وَإِن بَيَّنَا وَصَدَقَا. If both of them explain the defect in the commodity or in the currency that they are given, وَصَدَقَا, and they are truthful, بُوَا فِي بَعِلِمَا, their transaction will be blessed. Some people, they make a mistake. They believe that what, when you are gathering wealth, and you have a lot of wealth, that means you are blessed. No. If that is the case, the one who is engaged in 419 activity and is making money, buying cars, building houses, and doing things like that, that means he's blessed. No, he's not blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only bringing this to him in order to give him a respite. So that what is punishment to the witch before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is barakah? The barakah is that what you make will be satisfied with it in this dunya. You know, somebody may be earning 20,000 naira in the month and is enjoying his life better than somebody who is earning 500,000 naira in a month. You know, some people they are taking up to 1 million naira in a month. That's why all this, they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied with all this. And somebody is just earning 20,000 naira in Harvard. He will have rest of mind. That is barakah. Somebody who is earning 1 million naira in a month will be asking somebody who is earning 30,000 naira in a month, can I get a loan from you? The barakah of his wealth has been removed. This is what in dunya. But on the day of Qiyamah, there is punishment awaiting him for that. And that is the barakah of barakah. That is the barakah of what? Of barakah. So that's why we have to look at this critically. Look at this companion, because he had this foodstuff wet by rain, he decided to keep it under. So that when he's just measuring it, he will just give it to the buyer like that. A messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just placed it, put his hand into it, and discovered that what? It's wet under. He said, what is this? Said a sobat to someone, it is rain. The issue is not that what? Whether animals are beating it or not. The issue is what? Why are you trying to deceive people? Then Allah said, you see, people are trying to sell expired drugs or expired meat and things like that. Because they don't want to lose, they believe they lose. But they don't know that what? They are harming the masses with this. If somebody consumes something that is expired and that person dies, doesn't he think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question him on this on the day of Qiyamah? His case before Allah is like the case of somebody who has killed a soul only that what he has not fired him with a gun. But it's no different. So that's why we ought to look at this critically. We shouldn't make our habit be like the one that Allah has said, what? وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. And you love wealth so much. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفَلَا جَعَلْتَهُ فَوْقَ الطَّعَامِ كَيَرَوْنَا. Why not place it above the foodstuffs so that people can see it? And that's why among the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will make mistakes, as I said the other time. Because somebody is a companion doesn't mean what? There will be no mistake. So if there are no mistakes among the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there won't be lessons for us to learn. And that's why I said, somebody commits something that is wrong, that doesn't take him out of the fold of Islam. If somebody is not trying to deceive people, they are to God to make money. We have somebody who was playing gambling, we have somebody who was committing zina, like that. And among the companions, a messenger of Allah told them the right way. Those who ought to be punished, they punished them. And they were still declared for what? The Ummah. So the same thing applies to, we see somebody who is guilty of some of these things, if the person is punished, so we will not take the person out of the fold of Islam because he has committed so and so. The way a lot of us, the way we do. So how can somebody do this? How can somebody with us stay in the Sunnah? Keep that aside. He has done it. The problem is that we don't have an owner. Who would use somebody like that? Something that somebody does, if he knows that what is going to be punished for that, if he's not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to be afraid of what? Punishment. I said it when someone told me that somebody beat his wife to the extent that the wife had a schooling case. I said, let us know we should be doing. Who should change this brother away from us? When you change it away from you, are you changing it too? So, no. Such a person, if he sees the stick of Roma, he will not beat his wife again. And if he is arrested by the police and is tortured, he will know how to relate with his wife. So, he needs what? Torturing. But for it to now be so zealous to begin that, no, this is not a Muslim, this is not. So he explained in part of the fold of Islam, one is treading the path of the Khawarij. It is the Khawarij who believe that what any person who commits a major sin, that is what is watching, is a kafir. No, that is not Islam. It's not a kafir, but this person needs to be punished. And if there is nobody to punish him in this world, he shouldn't believe that what he has gone for free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is awaiting him. يَوْمَ تُبُلَ الصَّرَائِ. The day all the things that we do secretly will be exposed. So and that's why a Muslim should be between al-khawf wa raja. Should be somebody who is what? Who is fearful, who is afraid of his evil deeds, and is trying to correct those things that he has done wrong. Then it should also be somebody who will not lose hope because he has done some things wrong in the past. That means he now condemns himself to hell, thinking he cannot get the forgiveness of Allah. We have just read a verse. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Remember actually dhunuba jami'a. Oh my servants, those who have wronged themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgive all things as long as what? You repent. And if you have taken somebody's right, you return that person's right to him. Allah is ready to forgive. So do not despair. At the same time, do not behave like the Murjia. Those who believe that words know. Whatever thing I do, inshallah, I'm going to be admitted into Al Jannah. Those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ مِنْ بَعْدٍ خَلْفٌ لا. فخلف من بعدهم خلف ورثوا الكتاب ياخذون عرض هذا الادنى. ثم ورثوا بكم اكثر من فيركم. ورثوا الكتاب they inherited the book containing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ياخذون عرض هذا الادنى. But they are interested in just getting the material whatever. وياتي معرض مثل ياخذون. If they still have an opportunity, they will say, oh, what do they say? فيقولون. And he will say, فيغفر لنا. فيغفر لنا. Allah will forgive us. Allah said, أَلَمْ يُخَذَ عَلَيْهِ مِثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ أَلَّا يَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Haven't they been, Allah must have covenant with them that they should not say anything except the truth. So one should not over-rely on the mercy of Allah to the extent of what doing evil deeds. At the same time, one should not despair from the mercy of Allah to the extent of condemning oneself to end and seeing oneself as a kafir. Build of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت now the garment of the believer made of female should be something that will be free. And it should be something that will be skin tight. So when one is putting on jeans, the jeans should be something that will be free. When you are putting on shirt, the shirt should be free. It's not something that will be skin tight because it's not okay. In the case of the women, this is worse. It's worse in the case of the women. In the case of the men, it's something that is also bad for them to put on skin tight garments, so because this is describing their shape, which sometimes should not be. Now, what about the solar of such a person? Well, we say we fear for the solar of the person. We fear for the solar of such a person. We fear for the solar of such a person. But to say that the solar is Basila, I can say that for Allah. So when behind an imam that puts on garments like that, this is something that is one should also avoid. Go and pray in a mosque where you know you are comfortable with. Praying behind such a person is not something that is encouraged. But if you pray behind such an imam, do you have solar? Allah wa alam. I fear for your salat, so Allah will be. The second question. Now, somebody who tells his wife, anti-Catholic. Oh, you are divorced, Now, what is the intention of such a positive matter? The majority of the scholars, that is the Hanabila, the Shafi'iyya, the Malikiyya, the Hanafiyya, the opinion that somebody who tells his wife, you are divorced, that the person has used all the two chances that he has. He has used all the two chances. So in that case, what is applicable to such a person is the verse, فَوَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا if he divorces her the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْسِحَ ذَوْلَ الْغَيْرِ. The wife is no more lawful to him until she marries another person. And that person willingly, not out of arrangement, willingly divorces her. So if that person willingly divorces her, that man can also watch, be among the suitors, those who propose. And he doesn't have watch He doesn't have any upper hand over the other people. Now, as I said, it is very, very important to use color seriously. Because this is a matter that a lot of us will play with. Even those who ascribe themselves to Sunnah, they play with this. And this is something that is very, very bad. Well, you know your work is very, very important to you. Don't play with the issue of what? Kodak. When you know your husband is very, very important to you, don't play with the issue of culture. Because when you say it, this is something that is going to be implemented. If you do not implement it yet, make sure and rest assured that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala both of you are divorced. So what you are doing is dinner. So and that's why you have to look at it. If you know, you know, you are not ready to divorce your wife, don't play with the issue of talaq. No matter what she does to you, make sure you reconcile and you iron out things. But for you to just play with the issue of talaq is something that is dangerous. Now, however, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala was of the opinion that if one says to his wife, anti-Polic, you are divorced, that this is what? This should be considered as one. So that means the woman who works will do Idda. So if during the Idda the man now repeats it again, that would be true. But for him to have said, what? You are divorced 3 times. Or you are divorced. Huh? Because he says this should be counted as a one. So this is the position of Ibn Taymiyyah of Allah ta'ala. Now that of the majority of the scholars was gotten from the decision or the ruling of Umar radiallahu anhu as contained in Muslim. People will bring cases like that. A woman will call, my husband has said I'm divorced 3 times. My husband has divorced me 3 times. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ اسْتَعْجَلُوا فِي أَمْرٍ كَانَ لَمْ فِي أَنَا. The people, they have hastened on a matter that they have watched rest at. لَوْ أَمْضَيْنَاهُ عَلَيْهِ. Why not implement it? So Umar radiallahu anhu was the ruler. So فَأَمْضَاهُ. He implemented it. So when a man tells his wife, you are divorced, and the matter came, comes to Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar will say what? They are divorced like that. So the man cannot take the woman back again until she marries another man, and that man willingly divorces her. So this is what the ruling. So Umar radiallahu anhu passed this ruling or this judgment in order to cut the people from what? Pronouncing talaq anyhow. And this was in place for a long period. Until the time of Ibn Taymiyyah that he spent that watch, so he should be counted as one. So a lot of the scholars of the Madhahib, they waged war against Ibn Taymiyyah on this matter. They waged serious war on this matter. So the Hassanites of Ibn waged a fear of him on this matter. But today in the Muslim world, this is what a lot of people are using. Because they say that this is what a kind of a way out. Whether this one or that of the majority of the scholars is something that we have to study very well. People, they shy away from discussing the issue of Quran. They shy away, the students of knowledge, they shy away, because they don't want to be accused of breaking oaths. But people already break their oaths. The only thing is that what? They are delaying it till the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will ask them concerning what? Zina. And those who know, who refuse to talk about this, they are more sinful than the people who are often breaking their oaths. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى. Those who conceal what we have revealed of guidance, of the explanation of the deen. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيِّنَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ الْكِتَابِ. After we have explained it for people in the book, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Those people, they will call the wrath of Allah. Allah causes them. وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. And those who are causing people to conceal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except those who repent. And those who آمنوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا. They recognize that they destroyed at the expense of people. That is the only way out. And now that the scholars or the students of knowledge, they may be more sinful than those who are falling into some of these errors. Because a lot of people are ignorant. And those who have knowledge, they refuse to talk because they don't want people to criticize them or people to accuse them of things. So Allah.
So when you mention the one of Jahmiyyah, the Jahmiyyah did not believe in the names of Allah.
They didn't believe in the names of Allah, out of what the attributes. The Maturidiyah, they believe in eight attributes. So this is the follow up of the story of Maturidi. So they believe in eight attributes.
If I buy a goods from someone at a certain price and then discover that it is sold at a lesser price somewhere else, can I return it?
Now, the first question, if I buy a commodity from somebody and I discover that this commodity that I've bought from him can be gotten from somewhere else at a better price, can I return it? Messenger of Allah said, Al-Bajiyani bin Qiyad. Ma lam yatafarraqa. So both of you are both separated. So the only reason why you can return it is if you can prove that the person has lied to you in buying it. He has deceived you. So in a situation like this, if you go home, you can come back. Because he has lied to you on this matter. But if he doesn't tell you, there is no much difference in it. You don't see that it is cheaper somewhere than. So you don't have the right to bring it back. You have bought it. So if the person takes it from you, it's just an act of mercy. It's not binding on him to take it from our.
What is Islamic ruling on giving birth to traditional doctors or hospital with male doctors like that?
Giving
birth to traditional doctors or hospital with male doctors like that?
What? Male doctor?
Male doctor.
Now, traditional doctor, what do you mean by traditional doctor? Do you mean the Abadi? So the Alagoli of different types. There are those who consult the evil spirits, those who consult the jinn, and so on and so forth. These people, they are people of kufru, people of shirk, so you don't consult them. But if what they are doing is just to take the herbs and just prepare them. So this is the origin of medicine. So because we have a modern day medicine now, so that doesn't mean we cannot make use of that. But how do you differentiate between somebody who is consulting the waya and the life? How will you differentiate? So it's difficult to differentiate now. So you don't consult people like that unless the one that you know doesn't practice shirk in curing of people or taking care of people. But when they practice their shirk, then you avoid them. And this is the case of most of those who call themselves the traditional, whatever. So a lot of them, they consult the jinn, they consult the evil spirits. So you don't patronize them for a while. Now, on the case of a male doctor, that means there is necessity for one to consult a male doctor, then it is at least for a female, if there is necessity for that. But ordinarily, a woman should attend to a woman, ordinarily. So it is the case that a woman cannot address, or you can't find a woman to take care of that, then in that case, a male doctor can attend to a female doctor. But one should also try to look for a pious one. Pious one. And that some of them, they are doing a lot of evil now. As somebody told me about 10 years or so ago, he said there are some doctors that will be aborting for women, for ladies. But he said, he was telling somebody, the one who told me. So he told that person that before they abort, they also stipulate for the girl that was, they will also sleep with her before the abortion can watch take place. So it was not saying that the Afar should assist them in begging, asking Allah for forgiveness for what they've been what he's been doing. Then this issue of abortion is what he's dealing with. Abort a lot, but they will also stipulate for the guest. So there are a lot of people like that, that the woman will come to them or a baby will come to them, and they will be stipulating evil things. Maybe as a result of this, the woman become friends with them. So this is born out of impiety. So for those who are pious, if there is any condition that warrants them addressing attending to women, then this is the permission of Allah.
What is the Islamic ruling on exchanging land for cash? If the land has not been allocated to the owner, can we use the document, the land document, as exchange?
Now, exchanging land with a car, is it permissible? It is permissible if the land is what it seems. Where the land is not known, this is not permissible. Because when the one who is given in the car, when he gets to know the land that is allocated to him, he may not be happy with the land. So, and this will involve that on something to which is not put his family. Now, I would say that this is not applicable to animals, but and this is not something specific, and it's not applicable to animals. It is only applicable to human beings. But with respect to animals, one should also try to be merciful. Where you do, it is not time to take away the mother. Don't take away the mother or the son. It is only the king or so. Don't take it away. Allah. Sidratul al-Muntaha. This is above the on the seventh heaven. So it's a tree that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described. He said the leaves of the tree, they are like the ears of an elephant. So in terms of the bigness of, so this is in the seventh heaven. So Al-Baytul Ma'mun is also in the seventh heaven, and this is what the angels, they also do tawaf around, just as we men do tawaf around Al-Ka'aba on the surface of the earth. Al-Ma'turat and Ismul Muslim was compiled by the scholar. Likewise, Al-Ma'turat was also compiled by a scholar, so to say. In the case of Ismul Muslim, it has some da'if, but they are very few, so it's recommended that people use it. But in the case of Al-Ma'turat, this has a lot of weak hadith, and some verses that they have recommended, or chapter that has recommended, there is nothing recommending those verses or those chapters. Two things, weak hadith are here, then some verses or chapters that are recommended, there are nothing in the Sharia recommending them that you should read them. But it's not permissible for anybody to recommend a dhikr for somebody that is doing this strong so dhikr. How this is clear. Because most of the bid'ah that you find in our environment today is that a lot of somebody now recommending something for people. And this thing is not recommended by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the fact that if you have taken a chapter of the Quran or a verse of the Quran and recited it, doesn't mean it should not become something that you recommend that people should be doing. So that is the case. It was said that Sheikh Al-Bahra and Allah Ta'ala, somebody asked him to do the practice of Al-Ma'furat. He said, what practice is he going to do unless he will destroy the book? Because he will have to say there is no evidence for this that they have recommended. So this one is Da'if. So nothing will be left except very few things. So, and any book that the evil, so to say, or the defects or the minuses are more than the benefits or the pluses, in that case, we don't recommend such a thing. But to say that I read, there will be a book that will be without defects, no, except the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once the evil or the defects of the, that of a book is more than the minus tells in the pluses, they don't recommend such a book because the efforts that you do in order towards to get the people back to what is good, it will be more than what you recommending that book for him. You know, when you say you can use this book, simple. When the person is not using the book that you have recommended, he now started displaying what? He starts displaying some things that, this one is not okay, this one is not okay, this one is not okay. Why did you recommend the book for him in the first instance? So look for a book that was what is wrong in the book in the lead to Allah. Now is this encourage for you to invite a developer to do where you know you're going to get. No, this is not good. Where you know you're going to get river from the bank. But when you don't know where you're going to get the money, you don't have to poke your nose into it. So you know, how are you going to get the money? So that is none of your business. But the way the developer they do their business again is something that is somehow questioning. Because you say, okay, I'm going to build, I'll assist you in building a house, so I will use it for 15 years or for 20 years. What after the 20 years, the 15 years, the house is collapsed? Are you going to review it for them? Or you say, the agreement is what? How the question is clear? Somebody say, okay, I'll build it for you, but I'll use it for 10 years. If maybe during the 10 years, or maybe at the end of the 10 years, the house, a calamity before that house, what would be the benefit of the family that has given you the land to? So that means you have profited and they have what? They have lost. So that's why they will have to be the arrangement such a way that will not go against that of Islam Allah. If something is a thing of necessity, say for instance, there is no how you can do some transactions, there is no how you can do some things except through the river bank. So in a situation like that, someone who keeps money with the bank has no sin, as long as he is not taking the interest that is being added to his money to make sure that it does away with the interest added to his. So the one that is very serious is somebody who is getting loans from the bank in order to affect his business, to expand his business. So that one is what? That one is very, very serious before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, finally, last week somebody talked about the case of Muhammad al-Aridi. I said I'm not sure, I was not sure whether yes, it is confirmed. He said it. Well, alhamdulillah, he has also recanted the from the positions, he has said that he doesn't know that those people, they are evil, they are this, they are that. So this is just to confirm to us that these people, they are just people who speak in order to pull crowds. So how could you be living in Saudi Arabia? How could you be a professor in a university, teaching, lecturing for years, and you don't know the evil of what of Al-Qaeda? This would be a blatant lie, clear lie. But when he said what he said, defending them, he saw a lot of what criticism. He came back on air because somebody called him, and he said a clip was shown, and we saw this clip. What you said there is not what you know that you've been saying. So people may misunderstand this. And I said, I'm very sorry for what you said, and that is what you felt about them. But later, when he got back to university, his colleagues in the university, they showed him some books, they showed him some things, which make him believe that what those people, they are from his guidance. SubhanAllah. All this reputation of the Mashaikh, the Bajik, and the Bajik, even with the name on these people, you've not seen anything. And you are living, teaching in what? In the university. Teaching in the University of Malik Surud also. In Saudi Arabia. So this is the way these people do. They want to say things that would make people, make them adhere to the mask. Now you are saying, he has seen what to do, he will pull out. So that doesn't mean he will not say something again, another time, that will make him, that will endear him to the people. When you see that instead of getting the love of the people, he's getting the watch and back out again. This is the way they do. So don't let us fall for people like that, the Arifi, the Salman Auda, the Ivan Corny. This is, they are just talkers. They don't speak. Listen to the scholars, read the books of the scholars who are teaching you the deen, not the books who are, the books of those who are charging you. This will not lead you to any, and they can't be more learned than those scholars. They can't be more learned than those scholars. They themselves are students under those people, but they deviated from the path of the scholars only to watch, only to charge the masses. So let us be very, very careful about this, wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu a'lam.